Now it's time to welcome back Margaret Mills. And what's your subject this week, Margaret?
This week I'm going to be talking about a historian, an Essex historian, who went the extra mile.
Oh, right. Tell me more.
This is a gentleman called Duffield William Collar. Interesting name. And he was born in 1805 in Ingatestone. And as far as we can make out, Duffield Collar was not particularly well educated. When he grew up, he worked as a shoemaker for a time, but his passion was history and literature, loved books, history and literature. And he managed to get himself a job working for a Chelmsford publishers company called Meggie and Chalk. And he was very successful working for them. He, by chance, while working at Meggie and Chalk, also begins to submit stories to the Essex Chronicle newspaper, which was located very close to the offices where the publisher's offices where he's working. And gradually over time, he gets more and more work for the newspaper, becomes a reporter on the newspaper, and then comes up with the idea of producing his own People's History of Essex, because he feels there's a huge demand out there from a lot of people who don't know the history of their own county. So in 1858, he begins publishing The People's History of Essex. And initially, it's published in instalments, costing about three old pennies per instalment. And he was very successful with this, very popular publication indeed. But where does the extra mile come in? Well, Duffield Collar did the work really thoroughly. He's said to have visited every town, every village, every hamlet in Essex in order to write up the history of the place for his People's History of Essex. And not content with that, he also visited personally every grand house in Essex. So he must have done an enormous amount of walking. And not content with just reading up the history of these places, he actually calls there himself and does his own investigations. So what we might call a very thorough historian.
And he was doing this all on foot, you say? Right.
Absolutely.
Okay, thanks very much indeed, Margaret.
Thanks, Scott.
So what are you looking at next week?
Next week we're going to Highland House for a brief look at one of the owners of Highland House.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you.